Many New England college students are home or heading home for Thanksgiving and to finish out the semester remotely. Among the many ways this is a semester unlike any other are lots of tests, not exams, but coronavirus tests. More than 100 colleges have partnered with a Broad Institute in Cambridge to test students once or twice a week. With us now to look at how well all this on-campus testing has worked is WBUR Health and Science reporter Carrie Goldberg. Hi there, Carrie.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the numbers. What are the grand totals?
Well, the Broad Institute has ramped up its testing to the point that it's now running more than 100,000 tests a day. It's run nearly 6 million tests total, and of those, a little more than half have been college tests.
Of that number, how many of the college tests were positive?
Not many. Here's the Broad Institute's Stacey Gabriel, who runs their testing operation.
The rates overall have stayed low, around 1 in 1,000 or so, across the board. So that part, I think, has been great.
Though she says there certainly have been a few New England schools that have dealt with outbreaks.
Well, Boston College had an outbreak early on, Carrie, well over 100 cases. Providence College and Merrimack College also had outbreaks, right?
Yes, and others as well. And dozens of local schools have had cases, a few cases. But I think the big picture here is that New England colleges have just not seen outbreaks nearly as large as colleges in other regions. For example, the University of Florida has had over 5,000 cases, and so has Clemson University in South Carolina. Here's Stacey Gabriel from the Broad again.
It's my understanding that schools that have done frequent testing of asymptomatic students have kept their rates at well below 1% positivity, whereas schools that use another approach of only testing symptomatics or only contacts of positives have a rate at least tenfold higher.
Tenfold higher. That's a pretty large number. But Carrie, there could be other differences, including cultural differences around mask wearing and distancing.
Absolutely. And everyone involved in the testing emphasizes that you still have to stick with all the other public health prevention measures. Although, actually, it could be that testing helps with those too, according to what Stacey Gabriel has heard from some schools.
They think the fact that there's routine interval testing has sort of changed behavior on the campuses because the students know that I'm going to be tested in a couple times this week, and I don't want to have to quarantine. I don't want to have to change, you know, and do that. So I'm going to make sure I follow protocol.
Well, Carrie, of course, testing is helpful if you can get it, but we've heard a lot of frustration among people who try to get tests and have to wait in line a long time or wait days for results. I'm wondering, with many college students headed home, will the Broad Institute free up capacity for more tests for non-students?
Yes, and the Broad has been really ramping up its capacity with more testing expected from public schools and employers. But testing experts say the main bottlenecks in the system are not so much at the level of the test processing labs like the Broad. They're more about the logistics of the whole process and the capacity of the community testing sites.
So what's this mean for people who don't have access to testing through colleges?
Well, you know, a leading expert on testing, Dr. Michael Minna at Harvard, argues that this campus testing experience this fall is further strong evidence that testing people without symptoms should be used much more broadly. He says college campuses are among the most fertile ground for transmission, and American media play it up when there's a big outbreak at a college or the White House.
But fail every day to say how many outbreaks are being averted, whether it's by the White House frequent testing program or by every academic institution in New England that continues to have small numbers of cases and stamps them out before any of them become outbreaks.
But reporting on an averted outbreak, Carrie, it's kind of hard to report on stories when they don't happen.
That is true. But that's why it does seem important to note that, at least here in New England, testing has seemed to work to help limit outbreaks. Here's Dr. Paula Johnson. She's the president of Wellesley College, and she was a leader of the group that put together the college partnership with the Broad Institute. She says the New England college testing programs show
that asymptomatic testing does work. And it works in terms of identifying cases quickly, paired with aggressive contact tracing. You identify a case, you identify the contacts, you pull them out of the system, and that really helps to prevent the spread.
So, Carrie, it sounds like overall college coronavirus testing in New England is getting high marks, at least at this point.
Yes, high enough that the Broad and the colleges are expecting to continue doing what they've been doing for the spring semester as well.
All right. WBUR Health and Science reporter Carrie Goldberg, thanks very much.
You're welcome.